A record-breaking 120 million people have been forced to flee their homes by war, violence and persecution. It's the 12th year in a row the number has increased, according to the UN's Refugee Agency. The figure, which has almost tripled since 2012, represents a record high. Let's speak now to Shabia Mantu. She's global spokesperson for the UNHCR and joins us now from Geneva. Shabia Mantu, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thank you for having me on the program. And we've just released the latest figures, as you mentioned, which is a stunning indictment of the state of the world, with rising belligerency and also apathy in terms of letting the numbers of people that are being forced to flee their homes increase on a yearly basis.
120 million people, where are they coming from?
Well, the thing is, most of these people that have been uprooted, they remain in countries closest to the front lines of where the action is happening or where the conflicts are flaring up. So they're actually hosted in some of the lowest and the poorest income countries around the world. 75% are in low and middle income countries, but they're also in neighboring countries close to conflict zones. So we saw the numbers of those displaced. They've increased as a consequence of the conflicts from Sudan to the Gaza Strip to Myanmar and beyond.
Yes, you mentioned those countries, and we would perhaps, the way the news is covered here, be particularly aware of Gaza and Ukraine. But the biggest numbers of the country with the biggest number of people who have been displaced remains Syria.
That's correct. I mean, we've seen an emergence of new crises and more new displacement that's happening, but also we have what we call protracted displacement. So there are these situations around the world where we have millions of people still exiled away from their homes, and Syrians have been displaced for more than a decade now, and their suffering has also been compounded by other climatic events like the earthquakes that happened in both Syria and Turkey last year, which is also a major refugee host country for Syrian refugees. But we are seeing a combination of protracted crisis from Syria to Afghanistan, to the Democratic Republic of Congo, but we're also seeing new displacement, and that's where the concern is, that the numbers are just increasing year on year.
Yes, one country which has experienced a huge amount of displacement in the last two decades, but particularly in the last 2 years, is Sudan.
And that's right. And we've seen that at the end of last year, 10 million Sudanese people had to flee their homes. And that is just disastrous. And again, those refugees that are fleeing or those that are internally displaced, so they've had to flee elsewhere inside their countries, they're really relying on the precarious resources of overstretched communities, but also communities that are bearing the brunt of actually facing conflict and then having to address these displacement flows. So these are numbers that we're talking about, 120 million globally. But behind these numbers, it's just there are individuals who are facing immense human suffering and tragedy.
Your report also contains figures for those who have returned home.
Yeah, that's right. And we are seeing also some pockets of optimism and what we call solutions, because unfortunately, the experience of exile and displacement is often a lengthy one. It takes a long time for conflicts to end or for conditions to improve in the countries of origin where people have left. But there is cause for some hope. So we have seen some refugees get resettled. So they move from a country of asylum to another country that agrees to admit them and grant them permanent residency. We've seen also an increase in the numbers of work, study and education permits or other good practices in enabling people who are victims of conflict to be able to rebuild their lives, and also returns to countries of origin when circumstances are conducive. But that is a bit precarious. But what we are really calling for is just action to stop the numbers increasing, and that requires concerted effort to address these conflicts that are just flaring up. So it requires a political resolution to these conflicts and more support for the humanitarian response.
Shabia Mantu, global spokesperson for the UN High Commission for Refugees. Thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme.